Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. Brother Hashem and I will get back to a more regular schedule after Yantif, and we will start with Tashma, about five lines up from the bottom, in these jam-packed topics in the second parak of Meseches Kiddushin. So we are in the sugya of Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, which was brought up, machlokas between Abaya and Rava, brought up on yesterday's daf, relating to the Mishnah, where somebody tried to marry a wife and daughter, or a wife and sister, ka'achas, and we said it did not work, and then there was a seifa, with five women, amongst them the sisters, which we, Be'ez Hashem, we will get back to. But we are on Nun Aleph Mabez, Tashma, let's try again to prove this from a Mishnah in Meseches Yevamos, from the end of the Mishnah that was brought earlier. Says the Mishnah, Shnaim Shekichu Shtei Achios, two people that were two men unrelated that married two sisters. Ze enio de ezakidesh, ze enio de ezakidesh. They each do not remember ezakidesh. They don't know. Shouldn't say remember. They don't know. Eino yodeya. They don't know which one they were makadesh. Ze nosin shnei gitin, ze nosin shnei gitin. They each give two gitin. They each give two gitin. Wait a minute. They each give two gitin. They don't know who they're married to. It could be one of two sisters. Why can't they marry? Because each one might be the sister of their wife. So what do they have to do? They each have to do to give two gittin. But is it this araya that kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia havi kiddushin? Right, it works, and that's why you have to be choshesh that there is a marriage, and that's why they need a get. So Gemara says hachanami shehukru b'sofnis arvu. Maybe here too, it is a case where they knew who their wives were, and now they got mixed up. So that's mesurin labia. They just don't remember. Right, but it's not Ein Mesur and Labia. Dekanami, Dektani, Eina Yodea, Veloktani, Ein Yadua, Shmamina. That's also Meduyak, because it says, they don't know. Not, it is not known. It's Eina Yodea, not Eina Yadua. Ihachi Mailamimra. So if this is true, then what's the Chiddush of this line? This is obvious. Right, if somebody got married, and now they don't know, remember who their wife is, so you have to be Hoshesh. You don't know who this might be the sister of your wife. So it's the Chiddush, as the Gemara asked a couple of lines ago also. Sefer Tzrichale, the next line is really the Chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us. Meis v'lazeh ach v'lazeh ach. In this case, what if the brothers who did this Kiddushin died and they each have a brother? Lazeh ach u'lazeh ach. Remember, two men that are not related to each other married two sisters and they don't know. So what's the halacha there? Zecholeis l'shteim v'zecholeis l'shteim. Each one has to do chalitza to both of them. Right, you can't do Yibum because it might be Achos Zukukaso. Right, it might be the sister of the one who's really married to their brother. So each one has to do chalitza to both of them. And what happens if Lazeh Echad Ulazeh Shnayim? If one of the brothers, right, the brothers died. One of them has one brother. One of them has two brothers. Lazeh Shnayim. So HaEchad Cholis L'Shtehen. The one who has one has to do chalitza to both of them. Why? Because each woman could be a potential achos zikukaso. This might be the wife of his brother. This might be the sister of the wife of his brother. So that's why you have to chalitza to both of them. Echad cholitz l'shteyin, v'ashnayim, echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. But the one who has two, so one does chalitza, one does yibam. Why? The first one does chalitza because this could be achos zikukaso. Why is the second one allowed to do yibam? Because what are the choices? Either this is his real zikuka, and he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibam. And even if not, his brother has already removed the Zika. And therefore this woman is Stama woman. Because this is the sister of the one who used to be Zakuka, but once the Zakuka is taken care of with Chalitza, so then the second brother can do Yibam. Vechon miyabim. Im kadmu v'kantzu in mosiyin osan miyadam. If they both did Yibam, or if they both did marriage, we're not sure which is Yibam, then we allow them to stay married, we don't make them get divorced. V'dafka michlas v'adi yevume, and it's only in that order specifically, l'chadchila, you do chalitza first and then yibam. Aba yibume v'adi michlas lo, d'kapaga b'yevama l'shuch. Because if you do yibam first, so then v'adi michlas, then that might not work out, and therefore we would require chalitza first to remove any other zikos, and then we would allow yibam. But either way, l'maisa, there is no raya to Abaya, to Rava, because this is not a case of kiddushin she'ein mesurin and Labia, but it is Masur, but the person just doesn't remember, and therefore it is okay. It's not a riot to either one. Again, there are many cases of mix-ups in Shas. Remember the case we had in Meseches Nazir, and also back in Gittin, the case where a man makes a shliach to go marry a woman in the world. to make a shliach to marry a woman in the world. So that's also, is that ein mesurin labia? And you asur b'chal nashim shebaolam? No, the case is that there is a woman out there, and it's masur labia. The Rizzo just doesn't know about it, who it is. That's not called kedusha she'ein mesurin labia. Ein mesurin labia means inherently it is not nitan limsar right away. Like we learned in Tosfos yesterday. It might be, it's the kiddushin that itself creates the problem of the bia. As we saw yesterday in the Tosfos, klomer she iser habia al yedei kiddushin. Right, it's the ayidei kiddushin that was the problem. And by all these other cases, lamaskana, that is not what is being discussed. Okay, so we try again. Tashma, fourth line. Detani tevyome. Two men are walking down the street. One of them has five sons, one of them has five daughters. Va'amar, achas mibrosayich kmikudeshes la'echan mibanai. Or mibrosecha, one of your daughters should be married to one of my sons. Call, and the case is, Rashi as in, ukugon sha'aso shliach. As we know, as we discussed the past couple of days, the father has no rights midoraisa to marry off one of his sons unless he was made a shliach. Kedushik tana for a girl, certain ages, fine. The father has certain authority, but for a son it does not. That's what you have to say. The case here is aso shliach. Remember, we also had a couple of days ago, last week, we had the case that we do not say top of mem heim abeis shemen isratza haben lo amrinan. Even if you want to say Shemen Isratza Ha'av in certain circumstances, maybe the father will be happy afterwards if the daughter acts on her own behalf. We never say Shemen Isratza Ha'ben. We end up saying that we don't paskin like either of them. But Shemen Isratza Ha'ben, we're sure we do not say, right, if he just did it on his behalf. Right, because the son, the power for the son's marriage is not automatic midal raisa. So here the case is, as Rashi says, it must be where the son made the father a shliach. So this is the case. The father say, one of my sons to one of your daughters. Kalachas v'achas richa chamisha getin. Each one of them needs five gets if she wants to get remarried to someone else. Why? Because each one of these boys might be her husband. Meis echad mehem. If one of them dies, kalachas v'achas tzricha arba getin v'chalitza me'echad mehem. Still need four gets, because each of the live boys might be her husband, but also maybe the dead one was her husband, and therefore she needs chalitza from one of them. So again, isn't that a raya, that kiddushin she'in mesurin labia, have a kiddushin, and therefore it is a raya to Abaya against Rava. Maybe this is also a case where they were married originally and then they got mixed up. Doesn't have a name. Seems like it's very clear at the beginning that it's not clear. Right? It's one of my sons, one of your daughters. So we're back to the Raya, Abraya to Abaya, Tiyufta to Rava, Tiyufta. So this is a unanswerable question on Rava, and therefore we reject Rava. We pass, Abaya says, Kiddushin she'in mesurin labia, have Kiddushin. And the Gemara adds in, V'hilchasa kavase da Abaya b'yal kagam. And Allah is like Abaya in the six cases of Yal Kagam. Usually we pass in like Rava, except for these six cases. Yal Kagam, each is a mnemonic, and this one is the Kuf. Kiddushin, she'ein mesurin labia. This is the Kuf. The Rishonim ask, the Ritva, the Ran, once Rava is rejected, so what do you need a specific rule for? Of, oh, we pass in like Rava, like Abaya b'yal kagam. Of course we pass in like Abaya in this case. Rava was itosev. Rava was totally rejected. So Rav Rishonim say, you're right. In Achinami, he was rejected. But this is just a mnemonic, a way to remember, you know, the other five cases. And even though in some of the cases he was rejected, but these are the cases that this is what we suggest. That's what most Rishay, the Ritva says here, Dapshita Dilzakabaya Kivin Ditosa Rava, but Lasnuchi Buhu Simana, right, to make us help us remember, Vachinami Yeshalomidas, also the Yud of Yeshalomidas, also the Bine Tosav Rava, also in Baal Matthias, that was rejected. The Tosas Ridge tries to suggest, he says, it could be maybe, even though it uses the Lashon of Tiyufta, which we've quoted in the past, the Rashbam and Baba Basra says, it's a very strong Lashon, different than just the word Kasha. Itosev, Tiyufta means a very strong, unanswerable question. The Tosas Ridge says, maybe the Gemara could have answered, and that's why there's still a Chiddush to say, Hilchza Kavase B'yal Kagam. V'yesh Lomar, Mitoch Shaya Yochol Letaretz Ayidea Tchak, Achas Mi Benosecha Plonis, Mekudeshes la'echad mi benai ploni. Ula'olam b'shigur l'basof n'sarifu. It could have said that. You could have been dachuk and pushed that answer in there. But it's not so pashit. But that's why maybe the Gemara needed to at least say it. What exactly are these six? So five out of six are pretty clear. One of them is a machlokes in all the places that this comes up in Yalkut Gam. The other ones are clear. Yud is yesh lamidas, as we just said. Ayin is eid zomeim. Lamafrei or mekana lahaba hu nifsal. Lamid. That is the one that is unclear. Kuf is our case. Kedishin b'ser and labia. Gimel is gili milsa baget. And mem is mumar. So what is the lamid? So that's what's not clear. Rashi says, what is the lamid? Does Rashi say that here? Rashi says, yes, lechi ha'omin me'elav. We know that if somebody has an alleyway that's going out to the street, mid to araisa, that alleyway is for just a yachid. But the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Erevin that you have to put a lechi, a pole, in between in order to remind you that you're going out to the street. So do you have to put a pole there, lishma, lishem, to be this hecker? Or what about a lechi ha'omid me'elav? What about a lechi that happens to be there? Is that good enough? That's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, and that's what Rashi says is the lamed. Tosfos quotes two other opinions, what the lamed is. Tosfos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, maybe lamed is and the big nafkamina, meaning, do we pass him like Abaya? Which cases do we pass him like Abaya? Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that he argues he doesn't think the lamed is like what Rashi says, but it's yemei leida she'ena roa bahen. Shein olam l'sfira zivasa. A woman's counting shiva nekiyim for ziva, and then she has a baby. So now she can't count because she's bleeding. What if she does not bleed during days after the baby? Are you allowed to count those towards shiva nekiyim? You may lay the shein aroa behem. Another machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Or the b'nei narva. Tosa doesn't like that because then why is it a lamed? Well, that's a second. You may lay that should be a yud. Unless the yud's already taken by Yeush. Yeush lo midas. But anyway, that the b'nei narvona, Tosa quotes another pshat, that the lamed is psachim. Lo efshar v'lo kamachavein. What about if somebody gets hana'a on Pesach from chametz against their will? Right? There's no way to get out of it. If I don't have kavana, I'm walking past a bakery. Right, and I don't really mean to get kavana. Another case, low efsher. Okay, a couple of possibilities. What exactly is the lamed? If you look in Tosfos on the top Tosfos, and all the Rishonim quote this as well, there was a story. Ma'isa balafnei Rabbeinu Tam bibenosha Rabbi Oshaya. There was a story. Halevi shakides pas ashir echad va'amar. There was a story. Rabbi Oshaya Halevi. He was makadesh the daughter of a influential person. Va'amar bitcha mukudeshes li stama v'lopiris plonis bitcha. He didn't specify which daughter. So what's the case? You think these cases never come up? It came up. Rabbi Oshaya Halevi. Rabbi Natan paskind mikudeshes to a specific daughter. Even though there was nothing, no specificity made, says Tosfos, "V'lomi boyim shidech ba'achas mehem b'shem v'achar kach kitcha stam da'adaiti da'hari kitcha." Not only if there was shiduchin done earlier with one of them, el afilu lo shidech b'shem elashen isratzu b'peh v'yomar biplonisa etein lcha yesh lanu lomar da'adaiti da'hari kadesh. If he says a specific one, even though it wasn't clear at the beginning, you could assume that. That's the one, the Sheiris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lidabra chazav, which we had a couple of days ago, that Am Yisrael have cheskas kashrus, and if he says this is the one, this must be the one that he originally felt was going to be the daughter that he was going to give. Number one, v'od, and then Tosfos adds, afilu lo pirish nami, afilu bepeh, even if he wasn't mefarish, yishlanu lomar dekidesh hagdola. Oldest one, why? Because of Lavan. Mishim de lo yasu kein bimko menu, laseis atzi'ira lefnei abachira. So that's not a halacha, but we could use that as an umdana, that the father wanted his oldest daughter to be married first. And therefore, that is the case, yes. Rabbeinu Tam said, mukudeshes to one, and the other daughters don't need anything. And they could stay married. Wonderful, mazel tov. But many other Rishonim quoted here argue on Rabbeinu Tam. They quote, the Rashba here quotes from Sadya Gaon, earlier, obviously, who was Machmir, and Tosfos quotes Rabbi Menachem Miyuni, Nechlak Alav, V'yamar, Deho Havinami, Kimisha Kiddush, Achat, V'she Achios, in all of our cases, in all the cases we've had in the Mishnayos, why don't you just say, oh, Lo Yasakeh Bim Kamenu, is always the older one. Remember, we have the Suffolk, we'll have that Mishnah B'Hashem soon, right? If somebody says Gdola, is it the Gdola Shebegdolos, is it the Ktana Shebegdolos, that's the Gdola, then the Gdola Shebegtanos, you have all the permutations. Says Rabbi Menachem Miyuni, V'kediv Rabbeinu Tam, da Gdola Mukudeses Mishim Dola Yasakim Mimkomenu, Ze'ino Lola Rabba Lola Abaya, da Filo Abaya, Damar Havikidush Alarmina Alatzricha Get. So therefore, the other Rishonim were against, right? And then Rabbeinu Tam himself, Tosfos says, was Choserbo. v'lo aved uvda, that he did not paskin this way l'maisa because of all of the maybe he retracted, he saw everybody else was against him. Either way, this was the story of the daughter that Rabbi Oshaya Halevi tried to be Mekadesh. I told you the Rashba also discusses this. Maisa Haya Bimei Rav Sadia, V'hitzrach Get L'Kulan, V'chein Amru Ayashar Maisa L'Rei Ben Atam, B'horah L'Isser, V'vacha Mashay. All the Rishonim get into this act. And then he quotes, the Rashba quotes the Yireim. Sha'afilu borer lanu shechashav hamakadish al achas mehen ein machshava so klum. Even if we know, still doesn't work. Kiva sheshina miderach shara makadish shemafarshin kedushin b'shas hakedushin. Says there, even if you know for sure, so that the other Rishon might not have said, like the Tosva said, what if shiduchin was done earlier with one of them? The mistame was that one that he married. The Yireim says no. Even if there was, you know beforehand, there was, if you know Borulanu that the Makadish has this one in mind, it doesn't matter because he was Mishane Mishar Derech HaMakadshim, that are Mefarish the name Mishas HaKedushin. V'yafilu Shidech V'shal Achar Shiduchin Chodesh Uba V'kidei Shtam V'amar Achaz V'Besai Mekudeshesli Kulan Tzrichos Get. Right, the Yireim said it's not just an issue of an umdana, it's an issue of being barer, being clear at the time of the Kiddushin, and because he wasn't clear, then that is not going to be good enough. Okay, so this was all Yalkagam, and the times that we paskin like Abaya. So let's continue now. Maisa b'chavesh tash. Remember the case? The case of the Mishnah was the second half, the seif of the Mishnah, back on Nun Amabes. The story was that a man there's five women in front of him. Two of the five women are sisters. He goes and gathers a basket of figs, and it was really theirs, the women's figs, and it happened to be a year of Shemitah. He says, you're all married to me with his basket, and one of them accepts it on behalf of all the others, and the Chachamim say the sisters are not married. Meaning clearly, mashma, that the other three are married, with the acceptance of one of them. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shma Midami Mastis and Arba Venaked Rav Biyadi Tlas." Really, you can learn four things from the Mishnah. Rav held like three of them, right? Out of the four. Number one, Shma Mina, and each one of these is a major topic. Shma Mina Mekadesh Beperish Shvias Mekudeshes. Number one, you could use Perish Mita to get married. What's the Chiddush? Why would I have thought otherwise? If I have my own Perish Mita, why would I have thought you can't get married with Perish Mita? Rashi has two Havaminas. Rashi has two Havaminas. The Makadi Perish Shvias Mekudeshes, two-thirds of the way down. Number one, the Lo Amrinon Lav Mamono Dizocha Bohen Ninhu. Well, it's not really mine. I can't be Zocha in Perish Mita. Ella, the Gemara is teaching me, and the Mishnah, Kiva Dizocha Bohen Mamono Hu L'Chol Davar. That's an amazing Havamina. You might have thought that you cannot be Zocha in Perish Mita, even if it's yours, because it's automatically Hefker. I would have thought that you can't be Zochef. And therefore, Kamash Balan, Mamona Hu L'Chol Davar. Number one. Number two, Rashi says, then we'll talk about them. Inami Delotema La'ach La'am Rachmana V'lo L'Davar Acher. We know by Shvita is La'ach La'am V'lo L'Schora, La'ach La'am V'lo L'Ibud. So you might have thought, La'ach La'am V'lo L'Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Tosfos here expands on both of Rashi's opinions. He does not argue with him. He just expands on it. Tosfos HaMekadesh. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, Kivan Pirish Bekonjus Velom Rina La Mamona Hu Lekadesh Bo Zeisha, Kivan De Lo Ba Ela Mitam Zechia, Kivan De Zachaba Mamona Hu Lechol Davar. You're right, it automatically might be Hefker. But once a person is Zocheit, it is Mamono L'chol Davar. The Tosfos Riazakin here says it's obviously in his mind that it's only before Zman HaBiur. Once it's Zman HaBiur, so then you have to destroy it, or you have to be mafkir it, you have a chiyuv to do something with it, so then the Kiddushin would not work. But it's not talking about always, even after Zman HaBiur. The Achronim wonder, the Nodabi Yehuda, the Ksos, and others all ask, according to the Tosfos here discusses, is there an exact parallel? I'm sorry, we should read it. Tosfos continues, Inami Yish Lafarish. Diavagav da'asar liknos miyem chefetz, kidechziv lachal lo schara, hanimilil chadchila. Ava b'di'evet amekach kayyem, v'chein gabi isha b'di'evet mekudeshes. Tosfos acknowledges that lechadchila, you're not supposed to do business with Perish Mita. Lachal lo schara, b'di'evet it works. So too by marriage. Lechadchila, could you use Perish Mita? What is Tosfos trying to say? Tosfos is giving a parallel to Perish Mita. So it sounds like from Tosfos that only Bidi'eved. Blechadchila, you should not use Perish Mita. But Bidi'eved, you can. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah has a suffix about that. Perish Mita, for sure, is Asr Lechadchila. But, but by marriage, maybe Lechadchila, it's not the same. So ask the Achronim. According to Tosfos, who said that it's only Bidi'eved. But Lechadchila, you can't use Perish Mita to get married. So how does the Mishnah work? Why? The Mishnah is a case of Shlichus. One woman is accepting it on behalf of all the other women. Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. It's an Aveira. According to Tosfos, Lechadchila, just like, what's the parallel in the Gemara? Perish Mita for Mekach U'Memkar, Perish Mita for marriage. So Lechadchila, there's an Aveira to use Perish Mita. So how can a man make a Shliach, or in this case, the women make a Shliach, for the other women to be Mekadesh, to accept Kedushin on their behalf? Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. That is the Kasha of all the Achronim. So no, to be Huda, here has a chiddush, and this is a machlokas here. It's known as a machlokas between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Makne, right here. The Noda B'Yehuda says, the Isser of Mekach U'Memkar, a Perish Mita, is only on the Mocher, not on the Kone. Only on the Mocher. You're not allowed to sell it. But is somebody not allowed to buy Perish Mita? Says the Noda B'Yehuda, there's no problem with that. So here, the woman who's getting it on behalf of the other women is not doing anything wrong. So the Mocher, the husband, is doing something wrong, and he's doing it himself. That's why there's no problem of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. And the Makne here does not like that. He does not think that there is he does not think that could be an answer, because he thinks the Isser is both on the Mocher and on the Kona. We'll get to more of that Lundus in a minute. But so the Makne here, the Baal Hafla, gives a different answer. And that is, I don't think we discussed this yet in this Masechta, but we should have, so we'll do it now. There is I think we touched on it in the sugyas of Shlichus Advar Avera, a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. But, not a Mefurish, but the Tur has it in the machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. In Perek Gimel Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Vav. Asa Shliach Lishchotlo. We know the three exceptions to the rule we had a couple of days ago. A tficha mechira, one of the exceptions to the rule. What if a man makes a shliach to shecht an animal for him, which we should say then there's going to be shlichus adver aveira, and the shliach goes and shechts it on Shabbos? Says the Rambam, also a shliach lishcholo v'shachalo a shliach b'Shabbos. So in that case, it all breaks. The ganav is chayiv. Hari haganav chayiv v'tashlumi dalav v'hei. Shari zeh haganav lo asa avon misas bezdin. V'kar b'yanav sh'ashochet edei shliach chayiv v'tashlumin. The shlichus aveira there, even though the shliach did it on Shabbos, but the mishalech did not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and therefore the mishal melech is medayik midiktav divrei Rabbeinu Zal nirali d'davka k'shaso shliach stam sheyishcholo. If I made him a shliach to shecht it on Shabbos, then the whole thing falls away because that's not within the exceptions to the rule of ein shliach adver aveira. Aval amaso shliach sheyishcholo b'Shabbos v'alach hashliach v'shacha b'Shabbos patur mitashlumi dalvei, right? Because that is the chiddush, ein lecha ba lechidusho, only if you make him a shliach, only on the avera of tficha, and not including any other averas. So based on that, Diak and the Rambam, says the Machna right here, lo shayach lomar she'ein shliach l'ra avera mitzad ho'isr l'shcho b'Shabbos, mikim v'sham m'shalach lo tziva alav l'shcho b'Shabbos, v'shliach asa es avera bi'atzmo, kach gam kan. The sisters, not the sisters, or all the other women, did not tell this woman to accept Kiddushin of Perish Shvias on their behalf. They just said accept Kiddushin, not Perish Shvias. She went and accepted Perish Mita, but they didn't tell her that. So the Shlichus still works, separate from that other Avera, just like the Avera of Shabbos not having any effects on the rest of the Shlichus. That's how the Machne answers the question here of how can there be a Shlichus. There are other answers, but we'll suffice with two. The other point to mention, there's 2 points to mention, and that is, so what's the lumdus about Perish Mita? Whether the Isser Schora of Perish Mita is only on the seller or also on the buyer? That's the Machlokas Achronim, right here, Kiddushin and Beis. Machlokas between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Makne. So explain the Achronim. If you look in the Mitzvah Samelech on Mitzvah Sase Gimel, right, the Mitzvah, the Hosafas HaRamban to the Mitzvah Sase of the Rambam, where he adds on the Mitzvah of eating Perish Mita, La'achlap. So the Mitzvah Melech explains, well, what's the lumdus of that mitzvah? Is it really focused on the Isser, or is it focused on the mitzvah? Meaning, is it really an Isser Aseh? You're not allowed to do business with Perish Mita. In the Torah, it's formulated in the form of an Aseh, but it's really a Los Aseh. It's an iser asay. Lo achlov lo l'schor. V'lo l'schor is the ikur, or no? It's really weighted on the lo achla. And really, the iser, the business is just that you're not eating it. And that's a violation of not eating it. It's la'achla. That's the emphasis. V'lo l'schara is background. So that has many nafkaminas. Is this like a mitzvah sachila? Do you make a bracha on eating perish mita? Do you have to eat a kezias? Right? If there's other nafkaminas. But one of the nafkaminas, he says, could be this machlokas between the Nodeh Bihud and the Makneh. If you say the iser is like the first way that we understood, that the iser is basically the avera, and, you know, it's just formulated in the form of an asay, then l'chorot should be on both the mocher and the kone. But if the point is that you're just not eating it, then the kone is going to eat it. Right? That's not a violation. He's not violating anything. The mocher is not eating it. He's doing business with it. But the kone is going to eat it. So therefore, maybe that's the lumdus of the no de bihuda and the makne. What exactly is the... how we understand the mitzvah of achilas perishvias according to the Ramban, who counts it as a mitzvah. Okay, one final point. Again, every line here is full. One final point, and that is, women here have perishvias. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Women have perishvias. So is that so clear? That's a suffix of the Menchas Chinuch. Perishmita, they're becoming hefker. Is that a mitzvah seishes van grama? There are isurim of working the land. So fine, women are obligated in those isurim. Why? As we had earlier, right? There are only three exceptions to the rule of zman gramas los aseis that women are, say, non-zman grama los aseis that women are obligated in, that they're obligated in all, but the ones that they are pturas from, and that is baal takif, baal tashchis, and baal tatami lemesim, as we saw earlier in the first parak, and then we have Isi ben Yehuda, who added on one more, but not for now. But what about, so the Los Aseiz HaShemitah, the women are also obligated in. What about the Aseiz HaShemitah? There's no limit in the Gemara that compares the Los Aseiz and the Aseiz, so the Minchas Chinuch has the suffix in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, the Mitzvah's Asei of Shemitah's Karka. He wonders why nobody talks about this. Isn't this a mitzvah aseis zman grama? So maybe peros of women should be peturos from the mitzvah asei. What's the mitzvah asei? They're becoming hefker. So fine, women are not allowed to work the land. But what if they don't work the land? Their fruit, is it so obvious that their fruit are going to become hefker? Im kein, ask the Menchas Chinuch. Lama hanashim chayavas b'mitzvah zu. Ha-mitzvah aseis zman grama, nashim peturos. Maybe it's not a zman grama, because perish shmita are always bikedusha, even if you have perish shmita 3 years later. So maybe it's not called a zman grama. Whenever perish shmita exists, so they are kadosh. Okay, that's one answer. We might not have said that, but that's one answer. You might say it's linked to the surim, but then he says maybe I have another answer. And that is the question in the Achronim. How do we understand Hefker Perishvias? Does that have to be done by the person, Afkata de Gavra? Or is it what's called Afkata de Malka? Hashem makes the Perishvias Hefker. But it doesn't have to do anything. So the Menchas Chinuch thinks that this idea, this Mishnah, our Mishnah, which says that women could have fruit of Shemitah that become Hefker, is a Raya Machrachas to the Maharit, the Mabit against the Beis Yosef. That is Afkata de Malka. It happens automatically. So if it happens automatically, it doesn't matter if it's Zman Grama or not Zman Grama. It doesn't matter if women are included in this mitzvah or not. The fruit are automatically Hefker. Right? That is what the Minchas Chinuch assumes that you have to say in order to explain this issue of women's fruit. Avalinema da mitzvah hu ala bailam sheyafkiru im kemim abailam kimo mitzvah yafkiru v'achirim ayishom reperitz. It continues and goes into the this afkamina. But that's mitzvah pei dalid, the mitzvah of pei reshmita. Okay, let's continue. Says the guy, that's for the first mamina. First mamina, we know from the Mishnah that if you use peir shmita, it works. Number two, v'shmamina kitsha begezel einem mekudeshes. Right? If you mekadesh with stolen goods, it does not work. Afilu begezel dida. Even if the man had stolen from her and is now trying to return it, it does not work. How do you know that? Mimai midiktani shalahem aisa v'shal shmias aisa. Because it says dafka, he took peir shmias that happened to be theirs. Taima de shvias, the hefker hu. The only reason, why does the Mishnah say that? It must be, the only reason that this works is because that it was Shemitah, and that's why it was Hefker, so it wasn't really stealing. Hadashar Shani Shavualo. But if it would be the other years of Shemitah, then it would be a problem, and the Kiddushin wouldn't work. So that's the Raya, that you can't be Mekadesh with Gezel. Right? We had this earlier back in Daf Yud Gimel also, and we will come back to this Beit Hashem soon. Let's just continue first. Ushma Mina, and third Shma Mina, Isha Nasi Shlich Lechaverta Ve'afil B'makam Shnasas Latzara. Here you have five women, they're all becoming married. Well, not the two sisters, but the other three women are becoming married all at the same time. Even though the woman accepting is also becoming now a co-wife to the woman she's accepting on behalf of. We know from Mishnayos elsewhere that usually co-wives are not Neman. They're not Neman because they always try to trick and to mess up their co-wives. That's the language Tzara, right? Tzara is not allowed to trust it. But here, a Tzara can be a Shliach. Tzara can be a Shliach on behalf of her co-wives. That is what the Mishnah teaches us, right? Rashi says, last couple of skinny lines, V'yafal pisha b'chol edus sheha isha k'sheira la ein hatzara ne'amenes. Even though usually the tzara is not ne'amenes in these cases, shlichusa miha kivan da'avda avda. She did the shlichus, so we trust in this case. Those are the three. The Gemara says that Rav learns from the Mishnah and that he holds off. V'idach mahi, which is the fourth one? What fourth halacha do you learn from the Mishnah that he does not agree to? Kiddushin, Shem Esurin Labia. Doesn't hold of the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, Havi Kiddushin. And Rava says, Lo Havi Kiddushin. Meaning you learn from the Mishnah. Right, what was the first line of the Mishnah? First line of the Mishnah says, if a man tries to be Mekadesh, the two, Eina Mekudeshes. Does not work. Right, because neither of them needs a get. Right, so isn't that a Raya to Kedushin and Shemesur and Labia. So Gemara says, V'nechshavei. So Gemara says, Mishon demesapkali, Ikebai, Ikerabe. He wasn't sure what to paskin like. So that's why, even though you learn that from the Mishnah, he's not sure who to paskin like, and therefore, he doesn't have that. What is the, remember we had earlier in the Gemara, the Mishnah was able to be read both by Abaya and by Rava. So, which one is the Raya that the Gemara is talking about here? Kedushin certainly be a Havi Kedushin, right, from the Reisha, from the Seifa. We learned different things. The beginning of Amud Beis from yesterday. So there's a question about the Girsa in Rashi. So you look in Rashi on the first couple of skinny lines. V'nechshavei Rav Nami Laha, V'yamailo Nakad B'yadei Alatlas. Hanami Shmamina Kedushin Shem Yisroel Labia, Lo Havi Kedushin. So he says, they're learning from the Mishnah, it's not a good Kedushin. Look in the Rishash here. Not sure whether that's the, maybe it should be Havi Kedushin. What's the more Pashit, Raya that the Gemara is talking about. Either way, he's Mesupik, so therefore he doesn't have that one on the list. Viter. Kisalag Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amar lo Shema Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan, he said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said these statements, including the one, what's the important one for us, Kitshu Begezel. Kitshu Begezel does not work. He said that in the name of Rav, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan says, Mi Amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really say this? The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yochanan was upset. Right, he says this? The Gezel doesn't work? Says the Gemara. V'hu lo amar. Well, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree to it. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan. But don't we know from Meruba? Rabbi Yochanan says, Gezel v'donas Yashua Bailam. Somebody steals, and the Bailam have not had Yeish yet. Shneim einam yecholon lahakdish. Both the Gazlan and the Nigzal cannot be makdashit at that state. Zelafi Shenos Shelo, the Gazlan cannot be makdashit because it is not his. V'zelafi Shenib Rishuso. And this one, the Nigzal, because it's not in his Rishus. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan does hold that Gezel is not yours. So just like you can't be Makdishit, what's the Gemara assuming? You can't be Makadish with it. And we'll see in a second, the Ritva says it's a Beferish. So what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan is upset what Rav said, he agrees with it. So the Gemara said, no, Hachi Karmali, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Mi Amar Rav Kavasi! Does Rav hold like me? I'm so excited! Not that he argues. Right, so therefore this is the this is the Gemara. Again, that line of Rabbi Yochanan is a huge topic in Masechet Meruba. Let's just make two notes for our purposes here. And that is, Tosfos wonders here, what exactly is the Chiddush? Don't we know that Yesh Kedi is not Kone? We'll get to this Beshar on Amud Beis too. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that he didn't have Yesh yet? So of course he can't be Makdashit. So Rishonim elsewhere say, well, maybe Hagdasha might have needed less. even if you can't be makne it, because yesh kedush lo kani, we already had, remember we had back in the first parak, we had the Mishnah, daf chafei, amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyo. It's easier to be makdish something. And therefore, says the, where is it? Right, chaf chesma beis, I'm sorry, not chafei, chaf chesma beis, amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyo. And therefore, you might have thought it's easier. Maybe that's the chiddush. Even hakdasha you can't do because it is not pirshuscha. Tosis also here has a suggestion. Well, maybe we only say yesh kedi lo kani by dine mamonis, but maybe we'll be machmir in other ways. By dine mamonis, you say cheskas mamon, but maybe in other contexts we'll say lechumra bichoshesh that yesh kedi is kani, and therefore here maybe we should say mekudeshes lechumra. Kamash malan, we don't say that. The Ritva here, again, you don't need the Ritva. The Gemara has the parallel already, but let's just mention the Ritva. The Ritva says here, Salkadai dechamina, the afagav de lo shamini din nigzal di yayish, come on. What if you didn't hear the nigzal hadyeyush? Mishum chumra dehekdish, nechush lederab shimin, de amar stam gzela yayish bailamhu, the a hektish. Maybe because of the chumra of hektish, right, this is kind of the opposite of what we just said. What was the havamina? What we just said, well, maybe you would have thought hektish requires less. Because hektish is an easier way, a context to get into. Now we're saying kind of the opposite mentality. Because hektish is so stringent and chamor, maybe we should be machmir by hektish. That was the havamina. You should say, you know what, just in case, you should treat it like hektish. Kamash v'lan, we don't. Says the ritva, so too, we would have thought by kiddushin. So too by kiddushin. Klomar, the kihechi damar Rabbi Yochanan to add the shamina nigzal the yaish lo alin lo talin beyesh pistama filo lechomra hachanami amara vekidushin the avagav the kitcha begezel the dav shaska lo talin on mistama to machla the shamine bahadei viachla the meimar shakli vididi shakli the Ritva emphasizes what the Gemara says. The parallel between Kiddushin and Hektish, so this could go on our list. We had four or five times already, the list of parallels between Hektish and Kiddushin, Dav Beis, Azar Kalagama Kehektish, Dav Zayin, Pascha Kiddushin Bekula, the beginning Dav Mem Aleph, beginning of the Parak, where Yosef Engel says, the second Kiddushin ceremony, like the second Hektish ceremony, so this now goes on the list as well. Kiddushin and Beis, just like Rabbi Yochanan, says, Nigzal, Gazlan are both cannot be makdashid. The Gemara is using that, and the Ritva emphasizes that parallel, that both cannot be makadish a woman, with it. Okay, let's continue. There's more here, but, we have to continue. Meisvei, so now says the Gemara, we have exact this next couple of lines. We had this earlier. Kitcha begazel b'chamas u'b'ganeva o'shachat afselam yadam v'kitcha mukudeshes. The Brisa says that if somebody uses gazel to get married with, it does work. So what do you mean? How does it work? We just said kitcha begazel does not work. So how does this kitcha begazel work? He grabbed gazel, or he grabbed it from her and married her with it. Gemara answers, hasam begazel tita. Maybe it's different if he steals it from her and then gives it back to her. The other cases of gezel that does not work, that's stealing it from someone else. But here, it's stealing it from her. Says the Gemara, Hamid Tani Seifa, what do you mean? This Brisa says, O Shachat of Selam Mishalah, the second line says that he grabbed it from her, Michal Dereisha Begezel Da Amaskinan, Mashma, that the first line is not talking about from her, but from someone else. So Gemara answers, Pirushi Kamafarej. No, really, the Brisa is explaining itself. Kitsha Begezel Bechamos Ubegeneva, Ketzad, Goshachadav Salam Yada, Vikitsha Bo. So Gemara says, Kitsha Gezel Shadadida works, because right when she gets it back, she is Mekudeshes with it. Let's continue for a moment, and then we'll make a comment. V'hamas Nisan to Gezel Dida, V'kamaravdein Mekudeshes. But what do you mean? Didn't we just learn from our Mishnah about Shemitah, the Perishvias? Right, it's the girls. It's the girls' gezel. And we said it only works because it's Shemitah, but if it wouldn't be Shemitah, it would not work. So isn't that a case of gezel dida? So if it's gezel dida, our Mishnah says it does not work. So how does the Brisa say that it does work? So lo kasha hadashadich hadaloshadich. Per se, if there was no shiduchin beforehand, if they didn't talk about it beforehand, it would not work. You don't assume that shtika is kahoda. But in a case where they were talking about it beforehand, let's look at the thing about it this way. A man and a woman have been talking about getting married, and the man just can't hold himself back already. I want to marry you already, I can't hold back! So he grabs something of hers and then says, Hiram Kudesh, and he gives it back. So there, and she doesn't say anything. So there, it could be, okay, fine. Okay, I know, I see you can't hold back. So that's a case that would work. But other than that, it would not work. We discussed back in the first parak, it's important to mention it again, and that is, how exactly does this work? So he steals something from her, and then he gives it back to her. So then what? She's mocheles. What are you mochel on? Achronim discuss. You could be mochel on an obligation. I owe you something. You could say, I'm mochel you that obligation. Could you be mochel on a ba'en, on an object? If I have something of yours, I can't be mochel it to you. I can be makne it to you. How can you be mochel it? Unless you say, yes, that's the chiddush of this Gemara. When she's mochel it to him, so at that split second, it becomes his and then becomes hers. Because remember, it has to be belong to the chassan in order to get married. So maybe you learn from this Gemara that there is mechila on a ba'in. There can be mechila on an object. Rav Soloveitchik and the Avnei Nezer both say, no, can't be. There's mechila on a chil, there's no mechila on a ba'in. But there's something missing here that we're not saying. And that is, she's mochel on a chiv. What chiv? The chiv hashava. And therefore what? You know what this Gemara is emphasizing? Say both of those great achronim? Kinyani gezela. Right when a ganav takes something, or a gazlan takes something, he owns it, so to speak. It's not that he's rewarded. No, it's just that it works. He owns it, legabi, let's say, chiv onsin. If it onis happens, he's responsible. If it onis happens, why am I responsible? It's not mine. It is yours. It is yours. But, even with those kinyanim, there's an overriding chiv hashava. So suggest, the Avnei Nezer, suggest Reb Soloveitchik, right when she is mochel, the chiyav hashava, memela the kinyanim are allowed to kick in, and that's how it goes from him to her. You can't be mochel on a ba'en. You can only be mochel on a chiyav. But this Gemara implicitly teaches us the concept of kinyani geneva and kinyani gezela. The concept that we have explicitly elsewhere. Explicitly. Kinyani Geneva and Gzela. In Tosfos, in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph, he says a Beferish that a Ganav and a Gazlan is different than a Mazik. A Mazik is not Kona anything. A Ganav and a Gazlan is Kona. It belongs to them. And therefore, there's a big difference. That's an important Ha'ara that we have on, an implicit Ha'ara on this Gemara. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now, but if you want to look in the Chashuke Chemed here, he discusses in terms of Stam Geneva, Stam Gzela, you go to a Kelim Mikvah and you see silverware at the bottom of the mikvah. Can you assume that there's hefker? That's hefker, right? Everybody, you can't get it. I can't reach all the way down. But let's say I have a type of kli. I could get it. I could reach. I have a long arms, or I have a basket or something. You always see a few things at the bottom of the mikvah, and there's no simon. It's usually something new. Do you have to try to put up a sign? Do you have to try to get it back? Do you let it keep it? Interesting case. Okay, weiter. Hahi, it's Dahavi Kamashi Kara b'Mishkala Demaya. There was a woman who was washing her car, washing her legs in a basin of water. Asahu Gavra Chatav Zuzi Mechavre. There's a man walking by. He grabs some money from his friend. V'Shadal and throws it to her. In that case, Amar La Mikdashesli, and he says, Harei Mikdashesli. Asahu Gavra Lakame Deravas. Now he wants to know, is he married? Amar Rava says, less dechash lahadar Reb Shimon. No, nothing to worry about. You're not married at all. Why? We don't choshish for Reb Shimon to Amar. Reb Shimon who says in Baba Kama, and it's also in Kalim, Stam gezela yeish bailam have. Stam gezela is yeish bailam. If you steal something, and the person sees that you stole it, then he knows he's never getting it back, because he sees you're a strong man. There's a machlokas tanam there. Whether we say it by Stam gezela or by Stam geneva. Which is worse? If I don't know who to get it back from, I'll give up hope easier. Or if I see who it was, I'm going to give up hope easier. But either way, Rava says, don't worry about it. We don't say that. So there was no Yeush here. So therefore, the person is not married. The question is asked here by the Rishonim already. Why do we have to know that she was washing her legs? What does that have anything to do with anything? Right? So the Ritva says, well, you might have thought then that the reason she didn't answer was because she was busy washing her legs. She was involved in something else. So that might have some type of effect here. Maybe that's the Chiddush. That has no effect. Stam Gezela is not Yeish Bailam. We don't have to be Machmer like that, says the Ritva. The Pnei Yeshua also, Ipashas maybe didn't have a Ritva, but he also asked this question, and he says, well, maybe the Chiddush is that the woman was outside, right? That's the important part. So she saw what happened. If she sees what happened, then you might have thought, that, is that really Gzela? She knows that it's going to go back. She knows that she really owes something. So maybe that might have played a role. Ha'isha yadashu davar agazel. But still we say, lest lechash lechadar Reb Shimon. That's the Chiddush. But then the Pnei Yeshua adds an important point. He says, va'ot shaminan. You might have said, in this case,
mehacha. The avagav de efshar shezel loy miskaven ligzol. Maybe the guy didn't really have kavanah to steal. He sees this woman is here. He's like, oh my god, I've wanted to marry this woman. I know there's another guy that wants to marry her. So you know what? So he goes over to somebody. He grabs money. He's not stealing. It's like what we call golnev amanas lahaknit. Right? He's going to pay back tomorrow. Right? It's not really stealing because he just wants to marry her. Shemi kedmenu acher. So the Rava says that's even there. Right, she happens to be outside, and he sees her now, and now you might have said, oh, they're married, that's not stealing, he's going to pay him back tomorrow. No, no, kamash malan, that is stealing. Right, he didn't ask, there's no kiddushin there. So each one, in their own way, tells us what the chiddush is of the woman being outside. Okay. How arisa de kaddish bim muzat de shamchi, there was an aris, a sharecropper, right, who's supposed to get some percentage of the produce. So he takes a bunch of, a handful of his, onions, and he goes and is makadish a woman with a handful of onions. But he didn't have rights to do that, because he didn't get, he didn't split it up yet with the balabais. Also the kamei de rabba, amar le man achloch, who was mochel it to you. Again, achloch. Does that sound like you can be mochel ba'en? The Rif's girsa here is man palgach, who split it with you. Maybe he's upset about that girsa. Vahani milis, that's why it doesn't work. Vahani mili b'muza, but this is only if he gives a handful. Aval kisha, if he gives a bundle, he already made it into bundles, so then matzi amar le anashak li kisha, shakalat kisha, kisha ki kisha. If it was a bundle already tied up, then it would work. Why? Because the sharecropper is going to get some bundles. And all bundles are equal. The balabais is going to get some, and he's going to get some. And that's why that already could be looked at as his. Period. Third story. Hahu sarsei. There was a brewer, right? Rashi says, oset shechar mitmarim shel balabais. Same type of sharecropper case, but is somebody who was given dates in order to make beer. The kaddish bepruma de shechra. What did he use? The way the beer was made was that you soaked the peels and the dregs of the dates in water. Then you made beer. Then he took them again and soaked them again in water. So that was less strong, right? Each time, right, it gets inferior because there's more of the flavor that's taken out. So there was a brewer that used some inferior date dregs to be makadish. The kaddish bepruma de shechra. Asa mare de shechra ashkechei. The master comes, sees what happens. Amarle, he says, Amilo tesa me'acharifo. Why didn't you give the better ones, the sharper ones? So it sounds like those who are nail matzias. So asa lakame de rava. Amar rava again says for the third time, lo amru klacheis el yafos el inyan truma bilvad. You don't say that idea where the balabais is megaladas later on that goes back lamafreya. You don't say that except by hafrashas truma. If the balabais was not megala, how much he wanted to give, and the person gave only by truma. Why? Rashi says to halitrom him omdos, because truma is something that everybody's going to have to do. So that's why you could say when he's megaladas later on, it is okay. But by kiddushin, it's not going to work. It's too late. The Tanya. So we know the Tosefta, case that Amru Torim Shalom Yidas Trumas or Truma, had to be another case where if somebody gives Truma without being made a Shliach, it works. Hare Shayara L'tof Sada Chavera. I go into my friend's field. V'likid V'torim Shalom Rishus, and I was Torim Shalom without Rishus of the master, Im Choshim Shem Gezel, if there's an issue of Gezel, ain't Trumas or Truma, then I wasn't allowed to do it, it's not Truma. V'im Lav Trumas or Truma. But if there was no Gezel, it works. V'minai Ha'yodei Im Choshim Shem Gezel Im Lav, so how do I know? How do I know if he's happy about it or if it's like stealing? Hare, Shabal Balabais Umatso Varmalo Klachetzel Yafos, if the Balabais comes and says, why do you give the better ones? Im Nimsu Yafos Manchu Maso Chuma. If there are better ones, then you assume he's serious, not sarcastic, and therefore, it's good Truma. Viyamla, but if there are no better ones, then it's just an expression of sarcasm, he's upset. Ain't Shu Maso Truma. Hayul Bailam Malaktim Umosifin, but if the Bailam themselves come and add on to your Truma, Benkach Ubenkach Trumas or Truma, then it for sure works. But the Gemara says that idea of Klachetzel Yafos, which is used in the Sugya of Yeh Shalomidas, in the second parak there in Bamitziah, that only works by Afrashas Truma. Avalhacha Mishub Kisufu Da'avad Veinim Kudeshas. But here the Baal Bais is just embarrassed to say anything. But really he's not happy that his money, his produce, was used for Kiddushin, and therefore nothing to be Choshesh for. Period. Okay, we start a new topic. Next couple of days, we're going to be talking about Kachim and Me'ila and other issues. So let's start it. Hamakadish Mechelko. If a man tries to be Mechalik, let's say a Kohen, takes a portion of his carbon that he received and he wants to be Mechadish a woman with it. Hamakadish Mechelko. Being Kachi Kachim, whether it's Kachi Kachim cannot be eaten by women.
keep that in mind. But they can get hana, they can't eat it. Ben karja gadi ben karja kalim ainam kudeshes. But at least let's just say right now they can't eat it. It doesn't work, right? Even karja kalim, which they can eat, not just zichrei kuhuna, it still does not work. We'll have to see why, right? Pashas, because it's not shel hakohen. Right, it's kachim. It's not shalach kohen. Tosas wonders in Mekadesh Bechelko. Well, she does get hana'ah from it. So why is this any worse than cases that we'll have? Amanasha adabra alecha l'shilton. I'll speak to the authorities for you. So there she gets hana'ah and it works. So why is this any worse? Why is this any worse? So explains Tosas, well, at least there, there's a dollar amount. You could pay somebody to talk to the authorities for you. Here, you can't pay a kohen to give you. You're not allowed to pay a kohen to give you kachim. And therefore, it wouldn't work. The Rishash here says, maybe this relates to the issue, which we'll have this in a couple of days also, is the focus of the Hana on the man or on the woman. The Mishnah Lamelech has the suffix. It's ready in the Rishonim. If a man uses something that's Asur Bahana to give to a woman who is a Chola Sheyeshbo Sakana, who's allowed to have Isurei Hana, does that work? Mitzido, it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. Mitzido, it's worth a Shavar Pruta. So the Rishash says, this Tosfos, that's the Havamin and Maskan in the Tosfos. The Havamin is that, what do you mean? He's giving something that's worth that's Hana. She's getting Hana. So therefore, the question of Tosfos is that, it's Mitzido, she's getting Hana. And the answer could be rejecting that. The answer is no, that it's not payable right now, for you can't put a dollar amount on that. So even though she's getting Hana, that's not good enough. So maybe this Tosfos is Gufa related to that Mishnah Lamelech Safik. And then the Mishnah Lamelech is in Ishus, which we will get back to B'Hashem in a couple of days when it comes up in the Rishonim. I think on Daf Nun Cheser, so it comes up in the Rishonim too. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, but let's continue now. But the Rishash relates that Mishnah Lamelech to this Tosfos. Viter. So if somebody tries to use his Kachim, does not work. But Meiser Sheni, if somebody tries to use Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, let's say, B'Shogi B'Mezer, Loki this Jiver B'Meir. B'Meir said it doesn't work. But as we'll see, Meister Sheni is not yours. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg lo kidesh. If you don't realize it's Meister Sheni, b'mezid kidesh. We'll see why. U'behektish, you have the opposite machlokas. B'mezid kidesh b'shogeg lo kidesh div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg kidesh b'mezid lo kidesh. We'll see, this has to do with rules of Mi'ila. When is something yotzei yidei Mi'ila, that'll be a machlokas of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. So name a masisim. Let's go back to the first line, where it says a coin was makadish with his chelik. It's not mekudeshes. Name a masisim. Look, Rabbi Yosei Galili. Isn't this against Rabbi Yosei Galili? Titanya. Uma'ala ma'al b'ashem. In the context of asham gezelos. Remember, if I deny and swear that I don't have something of yours, anything, gezela, aveda, pikadon, anything, and I ended up having lied about it, I bring a karban asham. But I have to swear about something that's yours. What if I swear that I don't have your karban? Is that called swearing about something that's yours? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yosei Galili says, yes, it's included. Umala mal b'ashem l'rabos kachim kalim shehein mamono, divrei Rabbi Yosei Galili. So Rabbi Yosei Galili says kachim is considered the mamon of the bialim. So is this against our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says that a coin cannot be makadesh with kachim. Answer, afilu tamer Rabbi Yosei Galili. Kikam Rabbi Yosei Galili. When does Rabbi Yosei Galili say, it belongs to you mechayim? That's only while the animal is still alive. I'm makdash an animal, so it's still my animal. According to Rabbi Yosei Galili, aval achar shchita, after it's shechted as a carbon low, that even Rabbi Yosei Galili agrees is not mine, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. My time, ki kazachu, mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Why? Because after shchita, everybody agrees it comes from shulchan gavoa, which Rashi here even adds in, not just the kohanim shchelik, the bialim shchelik, right, which is a machlokas elsewhere. But that's what the Rashi adds in here. Deikanami, and it's even Meduyik in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about after Shchita. Diktani, Amakadish Bechelko, Bin Kachim Kachim, Bin Kachim Kalim, Lo Kidesh Shma Mino. It says Chelko. Chelik means after the Shchita occurs. Just a few more lines. Tan Rabbanan. Lacha B'daza Rabbi Meir, Amalem Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamida. When Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda told his Tamida, Mal Yikansu Tamida Rabbi Meir L'Kan. Don't let Rabbi Meir's students in. B'vnei Shekanta Ranimim, because they just bother me. V'lo lo mo tarahim ba'im, el lakab cheni ba'lachazim ba'im. They're just trying to cause problems. Don't let them in. Dachak Sumchis V'nichnas. Sumchis, one of the Tamidim pushed his way in. Amalem, and he says to them, Kach Shanali Rabbi Meir, Makadish V'chalko B'kachim Kachim, B'kachim Kalam Lo Kidesh. He quoted our Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda. Cause Rabbi Yehuda alayim. Rabbi Yehuda got very upset. Amar lohem lo kacha marti lochem al yikotsu to mitamid yirmei lakan b'nei shekanta ranimim. Didn't I tell you to keep the door, keep a bouncer there? V'lo lo matorahim ba'am alakab cheni ba'al lochusim ba'am. Right, what are you doing? I told you. What's the problem with the Mishnah? V'chi isha ba'zar minayin. what's a woman doing in the Azara? That Kiddushin can take place. Rashi says, it's Asur for a woman to be there. Tosva says, where's there an Isser? No, it's just not common for a woman to be there. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi comes in and says, Yomri, you know what people are going to say? Meir Shachar, Rabbi Meir died, Yehuda Kos, Rabbi Yehuda gets upset at him, Yossi Shasak. And Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Tivri Torah, Matei Aleh. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi says, I got to say something. V'chiyein Adam Asu L'kabel Kiddushin L'bito V'azara. V'enisha Asu Yalasos L'shliach L'kabel Kiddushin V'azara. What do you mean? Maybe there was a Shliach. The father, a Shliach. V'odakav Nechlozamai. Or what if she's pushed her way in? Even though she's not supposed to be there. Or if she did something Asur. Still, did the marriage work? And therefore, there's no problem with that language, Rabbi Yehuda. Don't get so upset at Sumchis in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue tomorrow with Kachim Kalim, Kachi Kachim, and other issues on our daf.